You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I'm not sure where Lindy Blanchard is. We acknowledged, or she, her campaign acknowledged this morning that 3 o'clock was their call-in time. So hopefully we'll hear from Lindy Blanchard very soon. She is one of the top candidates for governor right now. And I'll tell you, see, where's that? I had it written down yesterday. The poll numbers were this. Yeah, so, okay, here's the thing. In the race for governor right now, we are looking at the recent polling indicating that she is probably, last poll we had was Ivy at 46, James at 18, Blanchard at 11. Undecided, though, 15%. And then you still got a bunch of other candidates in there that aren't even being named in that grouping I just mentioned. You still got Lou Burdett, who is at 7, 8, 9%, depending on which poll you're looking at. You've got Dean Odle, which is running somewhere between 4 and 5% on the average. And then you've got, the onesies and the twosies that are coming in for Stacey George and Dean Young. You got a full slate of onesie twosie percentages. The question is going to be what happens after Tuesday. All right, Copper, I see that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Just keep trying. We'll if we can get him on, that's great. If not, then we'll just have to just go on. And she missed her opportunity. Where was I? The polls. The polls are saying basically what we're going to have is very likely a runoff. So yesterday I made the bold prediction because that's what we do. We make bold predictions. We'll see if I'm right. Coming up on Tuesday when you go to the polls, I fully suspect we're going to have a bunch of runoffs, especially in North Alabama. North Alabama has got it going on when it comes to having a lot of stuff on the ballot. You've got the Congressional District 5 race, and I do believe you're going to wind up seeing a runoff in that one. You've got the race for governor. I do believe you're going to see a runoff in that one. And then you've got the U.S. Senate race, and I do believe you're going to see a runoff in that one. North Alabama, because you have so many things that are of great note on top of the fact that you also have sheriff's races and state legislative races and other things happening, I suspect what you're going to wind up seeing is a lot more what I would call an electrified electorate in North Alabama, more so than most of the rest of the state. North Alabama, you could very well wind up being the geographic location of the state that seems to have more influence, more weight, if you will, next Tuesday. So let's see how that plays out. Copper, we ever on the line now? Are we good? Okay, great. All right, well, tell you what, let's do this. We now have Lindy Blanchard on the phone. She is one of the top candidates running for governor, challenging incumbent Governor Kay Ivey. She is a former ambassador to Slovenia, a businesswoman with a great track record of being in the private industry, and she is now on the phone with us here on Right Side Radio. Lindy Blanchard, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you, Phil?
I'm good. Well, you're in the final push, mere days. I mean, in the Army, we would say you've got about 3 and a wake up, and then you're there. How's the energy level going?
I can tell you we're on a roll. We feel the momentum. We feel that we're peaking at the right time, and we all have a lot of energy left.
Well, and you say that, but I guarantee you next Wednesday you're going to take a nap. Well, let me ask you this, Lindy, too. What have you got laid on for the weekend? Because I'm sure you're not going to be idle, you and all your campaign workers.
No, I can tell you we're real busy, and I'm excited to be on a lot of shows. Today I'm going to be on the Sean Spicer show. We'll be in Huntsville in the morning. I'm about to be at Peach Park for an event in Clanton, and then I'll spend the night on my way to Huntsville in Birmingham and be at a 7 a.m. breakfast meeting with the men's GOP, which is a huge event. And then I'll leave there, do a radio show on the way, and then head to Arley.
Wow.
And that's tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I'm booked as well. And then certainly I do another Sean Spicer show on Monday. So it's exciting to be all over.
Well, at least you know. I did have one candidate on in the last couple of days. I said, where are you going to be in the next few days? He goes, I have no idea, wherever they tell me. So So there's that. Well, Lindy,
well,
let me ask you.
Spend the night out. I need to know. That's what I tell them.
Well, there you go. Listen, you and Tim James are the top two candidates right now vying for the position of taking Governor Ivey into a runoff, because it looks like, I mean, some are saying she might eke out without a runoff. My prediction is there's going to be a runoff. I don't think she's got the momentum. I think that she is flatlined and she may actually be dropping a little bit in the polls. What do you think it is that is how would you define the fact that she cannot get past 50%? What do you think is dragging her down right now, if you had to pick any topics?
100%, I believe it's the finding of the dark money, which just connects you to establishment, and how that you're bought and paid for. I believe people are tired of those games and want to move this state forward in all areas. And it's hard to move the state forward when you have to pay that Tom, Dick, or Harry before you can make the right decision.
All right. Well, I think that is definitely something that's got people's attention. I can't help but think, too, that people seeing her response to both the gas tax and to the way she handled COVID is also playing in.
That's a given. That's a given. The gas tax, you know, has been our message from day one on suspending the gas tax. It was done in a shady, wrong way, and that's when I, you know, talk about the establishment and her, you know, forcing favors and forcing partnerships. And, you know, just really a lot of stuff with our numbers. Our numbers in our education, people are tired of being last in education. And, you know, she said in her commercial, we don't have Common Core. And I believe every family in Alabama knows we still have it.
Well, and, yeah, I think they absolutely know.
And things like that people think she's not aware of, as far as that they're aware or we're aware as families.
Yeah, and on that education piece, too, I think a lot of people forget the fact that the governor, by virtue of her position, is technically the head of the state school board. And she has an opportunity to speak into that moment, and she literally has not. In fact, it went to number 50 while it was on her watch.
And she had an opportunity to vote Common Core out, and she did not. All it needed was one more vote a couple of times, and she wasn't that governor that could stand up for getting rid of Common Core. And we just have to be able to have a governor that is not connected at the hip with everybody in the state, because she's been in politics for over 40 years.
Well, so let me ask you this. That's her. Let's talk about you just for a minute. So,
okay.
Your numbers have been consistent. You're in the double digits right now. Last poll I saw had you in 11, 12, somewhere in that percent was the last one I saw several days ago. What are you hearing when people talk to you on the trail? What are they hearing that they look at and say, Lindy Blanchard, I like your candidacy because? I mean, what's your signature issue, in your opinion?
100% me being the outsider, that I'm not connected with any entity that I can make the right decision for this state to move forward. They also like hearing that I have started a small business on top of run a nonprofit in this state, helping children just because it was the right thing to do. And then, you know, the cherry on top certainly is serving for President Trump as ambassador and working in all areas, and certainly selling Alabama defense products and working with the port in Mobile where you are.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you've been in the private sector. I think that does speak well to some candidates who've been out there and seen it and done it and been a part of it and had to make a payroll and do those things. That being said, in the final days as you go forward, is there any single push? I mean, is there anything that you're going to be saying, all right, folks, this is the issue. This is what we got to hammer this one home. This is the issue that we're going to be hammering home for the next 4 or 5 days until we get there. Is there anything that you're looking at and going, this is the one that resonates right now? When you shake hands with people, what are they saying is their biggest issue?
Well, because it's an election coming up, election integrity is real critical. People are asking me, do you think it's going to be fair? Do you think there'll be, you know, some shenanigans going on? And, you know, I'm praying there's not, but it's hard to not be concerned when you hear that new machines were brought in for just this election. And, you know, I'm not a believer in any machines for any type election. I'm a believer in paper and people. And things got real ugly when we got to the machines, because we all see all machines, all computers can be compromised. And no one wants to think that their vote was compromised. Yesterday, when Mike Lindell was talking about his findings, he said that Alabama, as far as percentage-wise, was, if not the top, the second in the United States that had the most skimming. And what they say is these, I guess you would call professional election skimmers or election fraud people, skim votes just enough for you not to think that anything's going on. And he thinks it's a God thing that it's being exposed, and that we're able to see how people have been cheating in elections, and hopefully we can stop it, but at least before November. It's not going to have anything certain program stop right now before the primary. It's just a week, you know, less than a week away. It's just Tuesday. So I just hope we can get through a fair primary.
Yeah, and the bottom line is people don't need to take that as a reason not to go to the polls. They need to go vote.
No,
I said yesterday
everyone
on my show, you're gonna miss every target you don't shoot at.
Because these votes, this primary can be hundreds of votes separate. So we need to all jump in and do our part. If you don't, you can't complain.
Yeah, I totally get it. Well, Lindy Blanchard, you've got your work cut out for you for the next few days, and the best of luck to you. And we look forward to hearing how things go on Tuesday, and have you back on the show if we can soon thereafter. All right?
I'll jump right on. You just let me know when. Thank you, Phil.
All right, Lindy. You have a great day. Good weekend. All right, folks. Lindy Blanchard, one of the candidates for governor, is talking about her campaign, her issues, her contention as to why she needs to run against Kay Ivey, because it's a big deal, folks. And Copper, you can go ahead and move us to the break right now. But I'll just say this as the music's playing. It is a big deal when you see a Republican governor who's been in office as long as Kay Ivey has, who drew this many primary opponents in her own party. And it's not like she had one. She has a slate. That's got to tell you something. She's having trouble getting above 50% in the polls. That's got to tell you something. Oh, wow. Okay, folks. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.